We can't. Not here. But what if someone sees? Okay, well, what if someone hears? You can't know that. Yes, I know everyone should be at the party. Well, when you put it that way, okay, but quick, all right. Stop! I hear someone.
Oh my god! Oh my god! I'm sorry.
Hi. You're probably wondering how I got here. My name is Vile, and my life at Conwild Resort is a little crazy. Let me take you back to the beginning. It all started with Dungarees and Koala meeting Indy at the bar.
Is the seat taken?
Oh no. Help yourself.
Quite a party for the first night, huh?
Just wait.
Oh?
You'll see.
Been here before?
More than a few times. First time for you?
Yeah. Also, hi, I'm Dungarees.
Koala. My friends call me Ko. Nice to meet you. Let me show you around.
Can we get a drink first?
Oh yeah, of course.
Did you guys need any drinks?
Pina colada, please.
Gin Caesar for me.
Wonderful. I'll get those for you. I'm Indy the bartender. Happy to serve you.
Yeah, Indy is a wonderful bartender. Been here for a bit now.
Be careful. It's hard to leave this place. Lovely people, lovely weather.
Oh my gosh. Tell me about it. Alright. You got your drink? Come along. Let me show you around.
Wait, no, hold on. I think it might have started before that, with bathing Daigo and Koi at the buffet.
No, see, you gotta really warm them up before you try that move.
Maybe that is where I'm going wrong. Show me later?
Of course, Daigo.
But bathing, you promised to give me CPR lessons later.
Koi, you're the lifeguard. You don't know CPR.
This season has been hard, okay? You have no idea how hard that test is.
Actually, I think he has some idea of how hard things can get.
So here we have some of the resort's most accommodating employees. The lifeguard, yoga instructor, and the masseuse. You should be able to find them hanging around here pretty often.
This free food is the reason I got this job.
The beautiful people is why I got it.
Agreed. I love watching the guests cut loose in the dance
There's
floor.
A dance floor?
Mm-hmm. It's one of my favorite places. Just over here.
The dance floor. That's right. With Ab, Luna, Dan, and Bee.
Oh, honey. I'm so glad you found this resort. It is perfect for a honeymoon. You have made me the happiest man. I can't wait for tonight. Mr. App Canis. I will never get used to calling myself that.
No, we can't. Please. No, I will not dance with you. Because I don't trust it to end with just one dance. I know you. Come on, let's just go to the bar.
Oh, all sorts of drama here this week. This really is a wonderful place for honeymooners and conferences. I actually know that woman. That's Luna. She was on my flight over here. Seated by a rather handsome man, actually.
Dan, wait. We can still make this work.
B, there is no way this is going to work.
You know how important this is to their career success.
I know, you're right.
Plus, what do you have to lose?
It's my ass that's on the line? Also, does she really have to drug me?
You'll be fine.
Plus, you have such a lovely ass. It would be a shame to let it go to waste.
Those are some of the other professors, Dan and B. They seem to be up to no good, per usual. Anyways, moving on. Let's go down to the beach.
Ah, right. The beach. With Al, Sijin, Aibo, and Crunchy. I remember now.
Excuse me, lifeguard?
Yes, hello. Lifeguard Stygian at your service.
I left my book down here last night. Has anyone returned it to you?
You were reading it late?
No, of course not. That would be silly.
Of course.
I'm a librarian. I always carry a book whether I read it or not.
Oh, I can follow that. I guess I always have my whistle.
Excuse me, I also have a question. How safe is it to swim at night?
Not safe at all. Please don't do that.
But the pool is closed at night. I want to swim.
That's not my problem. Good luck. What was your name?
Aibo. But you see...
I'm sure you could work it out.
Librarian on the beach. Okay. Hopefully they find what they're looking for.
Koala.
Ah, Crunchy. My fellow gossip. I am just showing a new guest around.
Hi. Nice to meet you.
Actually, I have so much to catch you up on. Can we talk for a bit?
Oh, of course. I have a couple of things to share with you as well.
Of course you do. Okay. Dungarees. Just head down that path and you'll find the resort.
Thanks for showing me around.
And that's how Dungarees got to the resort. To find me in my little escapade. I think she was with Nyx, Phoenix, and Floo first, though.
Really? There should be two reservations under the name Nyx. That's not possible, no. Look, there has to be another bed at this resort, please.
My bed is always welcome to a woman in need, if he can't get you what you're looking for.
No, thank you. I'm sure it'll be fine. I'll figure it out. I always do.
What about you, dear?
Me?
Yes, you. What's your name and what are you looking for?
Best baby girl. And I'm looking for a friend.
We could be friends. My name is Phoenix. Nice to meet you.
Oh, thank you. But no. It's a specific friend. I'm supposed to meet him here.
Pity.
Madam, can I help you find someone? Or something?
Thank you. Yes, I'm looking for my room. It's on the fifth floor.
Ah, yes. Elevators are just down that hall.
Thank you.
No problem. If you need anything, just call down to the front desk and I'll bring it up. Oh, my name is Floof. And I handle room service.
Wonderful. Thanks again.
Uh, 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 uh.